if we digitize, if we use technology, if we automate processes, it could be as easy as sending an email, which will take, you know, seconds literally to get to the judge, and the judge would be able to already at that point make a decision, issue an order, and send back the order to all concerned. It could be as simple as that.
They say crisis equals opportunity, and that we should not let a good crisis go to waste. And so in this series, we take the disruption brought by COVID-19 and all the time quarantine affords us to consider what might be not a new normal that awaits us, but a better normal that we might as well work for. I'm your host, Kat Ventura, and in this episode, we consider things we might as well change in our slow justice system. We speak with Attorney Ted Te, our resident legal expert, host of the podcast TED Talks, law professor, and former spokesperson for the Supreme Court. Attorney Ted says, because justice delayed is justice denied, it's time to go paperless in our courts and digital fast in our promise of justice.
In a paper entitled Building a Resilient Judicial System, a group of academics from the UP College of Law drew up a plan to make the courts paperless, to automate, to use technology, to digitize records, to come up with processes that would not require the use of paper or even physical appearance before the courts. We outlined a three-step strategy to transition from a paper-bound system to a hybrid system, and then ultimately a long-term strategy that hopefully would mainstream already a paperless system for the courts. This crisis is a great opportunity to bring the judicial system into the 21st century and beyond.
Legal proceedings typically involve a lot of paperwork, from filing a complaint affidavit to the issuance of a subpoena, to pleadings during the actual trial. The legal process that we have right now depends so much on the handing off and signing of documents, and the proposal to digitize courts basically means the process would not need to be reduced to paper in order for it to run.
Not many people are aware that our courts still operate 90% on the basis of paper. Everything that needs to be filed in court still requires a paper trail. And so there is, of course, a danger there because paper is flammable. And once the paper records are destroyed, then those records are gone forever. There have been efforts to digitize court records. Many chief justices have tried to do that. The usual obstacles, of course, would be rules on procurement, the fast changing technology, which by the time the technology is procured would already render it obsolete, and as well perhaps as the culture of the courts. Many judges, many justices basically grew up in a paper system, and that is what they are used to. And so many people did not bother to go beyond the paper system and look towards a paperless court or an online court.
How big is this task, this job of digitizing records? And what are the things that make it, well, not as simple as scanning, saving everything in some database?
The main problems with digitizing would be, first, there is a lot to do. There is a huge backlog of paper that needs to be digitized. The second, of course, would be the appropriate security protocols, because these are confidential records. These are documents, many of which are probably the only existing documents left. And so the security protocols for these documents need to be very, very clearly drawn up.
Of course, Attorney Ted's proposal is a long-term solution to the outdated method of filing cases in court. But as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to cripple our legal institution, attorney J.G. Dicini, co-author of the paper Building a Resilient Judicial System, proposed a short-term solution to get courts running at full capacity. During a webinar, attorney J.G. said, scanning necessary court documents should be enough for now.
The use of PDFs. Now, we know that PDFs can be manipulated. No? That's why I'm saying in the short term, it's better to just use the analog. So you scan it, the scanned copy can be used by the court for reference, but the authoritative copy will be the one that's actually submitted in the court. Now, we have to remember that under the new rules on evidence, the counterparts are now considered originals. So you don't need to submit the original per se. You can produce a counterpart. A photocopy now or a scanned copy of a document is now considered equivalent to an original under the new rules.
Automating processes usually requires first a look at the entire process and then eliminating certain steps that would be either redundant or dilatory. And I think that is the first step towards making the court processes a bit more responsive to the needs of many litigants, because right now one of the causes of delay is really the long process that before that piece of paper reaches the courts. If we digitize, if we use technology, if we automate processes, it could be as easy as sending an email, which will take seconds literally to get to the judge, and the judge would be able to already at that point make a decision, issue an order, and send back the order to all concerned. It could be as simple as that.
Thank you for this interview, Attorney Ted. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
For more discussions on anything law and government, I'd like to ask you to listen to Te Talks on Puma Podcast. We stream on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and any other place where you get your podcasts.
Again, I'm Kat Ventura. You've been listening to A Better Normal, a Puma Podcast production. This episode was edited by Nico Bolante. If you have ideas for A Better Normal, message us on our Facebook page, Puma Podcast. Also follow Puma Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Maraming salamat po.